We are on the fly at the seaplane base, and it is a beautiful day out here. Actually, this is probably the nicest day we've had on the show this week. The sun is out. There's a light breeze. It's not too warm. They're getting ready for this wonderful watermelon social that they do out here this afternoon. And we'll just talk about that, plug it a little bit here for a minute. The watermelon social is actually a dinner. They feed you. They give you a souvenir beverage mug, and they provide unlimited beverages of the adult variety and some good soda like root beer and such things. And the food is amazing. The beverages are amazing. And it's just a great thing to do to distract you from the wild things that are going on over at the main Air Venture grounds. So if you have been over on the Air Venture grounds all week and want to do something a little bit different this evening, then get on the bus. The seaplane bus departs from the bus tower, and it comes over here and drops you off, and you take a little nature walk through the woods. And once you get done with that little nature walk, you're right here on the lake at their docks and at their lagoon and on Lake Winnebago. So, yeah, it's really worthwhile doing that little adventure. And, Paul, we're gonna talk to Melissa now, looks like, huh?
Can I sit back here?
You can sit back there.
Although I think this is off. No, now it's on.
Yeah, you're always on, cool. Paul.
So I brought you a pretty lady, huh?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, you're kind. Thank
but
you.
But your fun meter is only in the middle.
Well, because the Martin Mars didn't get to be taking all their tours today. I've had the honor and pleasure of helping with the tours all week long. And unfortunately, they had some maintenance and repair issues. So,
yeah, yeah.
So, and everybody's been
it
so
happens.
Sweet, though.
Yeah. So we have to, our goal is to put her fun meter to the max by the end of this evening.
But that always happens, actually. My goal is actually
she knows that.
Find the kind of fun meter that, you know, those little candy things where all of a sudden it's going around and is spinning like it's, you know, the air. That's what we need, is we need a propeller.
Yeah, a lot of people wearing those hats, yes, over on main grounds with the spinning propeller, yes, on top, rainbow colored with the There's
right.
a lot of people wearing those. Somebody must be giving those away or doing something.
Well, I can't seem to keep these on. Everyone wants the fun meter off of my shirt.
Yeah.
Well, it's whip air. They probably, were they giving them away over in the booth?
Yes.
Is that what they do?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to give away handfuls of them over at the Watermelon Social tonight.
Okay. Awesome. So everybody's fun meter should be pegged by then.
Right.
I think it will be.
Right. And if I can get a chance to go buy some face paints, I'll be doing some free face painting at the Watermelon Social.
Oh.
Yes.
Only at Oshkosh.
Talented,
only
yeah.
Only at Oshkosh.
No, that would be cool.
Right.
So you have a CP on your name tag.
I do. I'm Mrs. E.T.
Mrs. E.T.
Yes.
Yeah, because the registration number ends in Echo Tango.
Right, which is named after my husband, Edgar Tello.
Tello is how
Tello.
You say it. Okay.
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican, okay.
Yes.
Tello.
He's former Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
And from Puerto Rico, and like so many people that love the CB, he saw Roger Moore fly one, a man with a golden gun.
Yep.
He brings it into the bad guy's island. Very few people know that if you watch that little clip as he's coming around the corner to beach it, that when they were filming it, they had actually knocked off one of the pontoons.
Oh.
So there's a clip there where the left pontoon is missing, and then it's back there when you're back on the beach, and Tattoo comes out and greets him with champagne, and then the bad guy blows it up with his sun laser.
And her husband is so much fun.
Luckily, you know, only in the movies.
We call him E.T.,
yes,
obviously.
Yes.
But it's like we have a standard saying at the end of the week. We say, E.T., don't go home.
Yeah, E.T., oh, don't go home. Do you know a lot about the airplane?
Quite a
do
bit.
Do you fly it? Do you leave that to your husband?
I have many hours stick time or yoke time.
Right. You're the autopilot is what you're trying to tell
right,
me.
Right, right. And our boys were as well, starting at our youngest was only 6 years old when he's so excited he was already a co-pilot. And but our boys have both got their pilot's license and are working on their seaplane rating. And I have 8 water landings and 1 water bounce.
Oh,
yeah,
water bounce.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, the important thing is I've got to figure out how to land that thing if he's indisposed.
Right.
Yes.
He's not going to get indisposed.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You want more from me? Is that what
you're
saying?
I want you to talk.
Oh, okay. I can talk.
Right.
Well, I want to say, Melissa and E.T., they are so involved in the seaplane community. I'm walking around here, and I'll see her over there selling books for Colson, helping the crew. Then she's over at the SPA tent working. Then she's over here working. And when they're not working, they're flying their CB, giving ride after ride after ride. I wouldn't want to pay their fuel bill, but they never complain.
No, he doesn't. But he does. When he starts getting tired, his one demand is that the people that want to ride, they have to wear a bikini.
Oh, and you don't mind?
No.
Oh, you're a good wife.
The CB, I always call her the other woman.
Okay.
And I'm all right with that because she's older than me. She needs more cosmetic work than me. And he can't afford one that's younger and more shapely.
That is an excellent attitude.
You know, Paul, you were talking about a bucket list earlier. CB is on my bucket list with a Corvette motor.
Yes, that is a great airplane.
I would love to have one of those.
Well, those are nice.
And last year we had the CB, the year of the CB.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they were all involved in that because those are all their friends.
Well, but we have you and Snaps to thank you for organizing that.
Well, we kind of got the ball rolling.
Yes.
But you guys picked it up and ran with it. And I'll tell you what, I didn't know having a whole gaggle of CBs out here. And they all fly together so well because they fly regularly together. It was one of the coolest things we ever did. You know, that actually reminds me when you talked about how would you do better than the Mars. I don't know if we can do better than the Mars, but
just
we can
different.
Do different.
Sure.
And the CB thing is a really good example.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it made the hair stand up on the back of my neck.
That's why you're not retiring, Paul. We're not going to let you.
Oh, well.
absolutely. Possibly.
We're not going to let you
no
retire.
Comment.
Right.
But, I mean, I think that's what makes the seaplane base what it is and the community of people.
Right.
And this young lady and her husband they're right in the middle of all that activity, and it's so cool to watch that.
Oh, but I don't want to be given too much credit because all that you guys do, taking care of all the volunteers and having meals for the volunteers and the Memorial Day weekend. They give up their Memorial Day and their Labor Day weekend coming out here. And you're here at least a week ahead and setting things up. This is such a beautiful oasis that hardly anyone knows about.
How many volunteers are out here, Paul?
About 200.
200, yeah. And you have a separate campground. These people don't have to go back to main grounds to camp. They can camp right here.
Right, that's what we always do.
I see even motorhomes out there and stuff. It's very comfortable.
I will tell you, though, thank you for that compliment, but it really is a collective energy.
Sure.
You know, without all these airplanes showing up and the pilots and their families and the volunteers, we wouldn't have what we have and the people like yourself. So, really, it's all of us.
And there goes your second half, who does the other...
Yeah,
she doesn't want
to. She never wants to talk.
Right.
All the women with their watermelon shirts. She does a lot of talking, just not on the radio.
Yes.
But I also want to.
We love Ann. We love you, Ann.
I also want to say something about. There's also a selfish reason for this. We actually work on Memorial Day. We actually have winter getaways with volunteers, and we now come out here in the fall. We pick up leaves. We have that weekend is called putting the seaplane base to bed for winter.
Okay.
We found a way to extend Air Venture, or Oshkosh, as we like to call it now, all throughout the year. And that's a pretty neat thing.
Right.
So we're kind of cheating a little bit. We have the opportunity to hang out together more often.
Right. And I'm sure every group of the warbirds, the vintage airplanes, everybody's got their group that becomes a small city during Oshkosh and a family. And we certainly are here. And it's amazing how many families, the kids are growing up here and working and getting to ride. And the people are excellent about giving volunteers, especially the kids, all rides. And I know we brought two young men that his first flight in a small airplane was coming to Oshkosh last year.
Oh, wow.
And he came up from Mexico. And before he went back to Mexico early fall, he had his license.
No kidding.
And we brought another prodigy with us this year.
That's a great story. We should talk to those kids. We should be talking to those kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe next year.
Emiliano. Yeah, he's around here somewhere.
That's a cool story.
Yep.
Is he going to come up from Mexico every year and come with you guys now?
Hopefully. Maybe so. Wow. I know in the Seaplane Pilot Association magazine, my husband had written an article called Pay It Forward. And also we got to help, it was neat, we actually got to help introduce France into the seaplane base and the Seaplane Pilot Association when one of our friends rebuilt a CB down in Florida. And the Latico Air and Hidroavion seaplane base that they've got in Biscarrosse, France, they bought our friend's CB because another famous person, Brad Pitt, bought the other one that was already in Cuomo for his wife, Angelina Jolie. It's amazing how this is a small world. You keep running into different people and different areas.
So Angelina Jolie owns a CP?
Yes. Now, I think she's going to need some instruction. So my husband is bidding for that.
There you go.
Yep.
Oh, that's
now
awesome.
It's really on your bucket list, isn't it?
Well, it always has been. I don't need to be, you know, obviously, you know, JMOT GNEA radio is not Brad Pitt, but.
Oh, come on.
But the CB is definitely one of my favorites. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back and talk more seaplane stuff. JMOT G on the fly at the seaplane base. You're listening to EAA radio.